Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is March 15th, the second Tuesday in the month of March. Happy March. Happy Women's Month. Happy Tuesday. Happy New Year and Happy New You. Yes, you know it. You know it. Remember, this is our mantra for this new year. New Year, New You in 2022. Say that to yourself. New Year, New You in 2022. I pray you still have a high expectation about what God is going to do in your life this year that eyes haven't seen. I hope you're still in a position of expectation of just how God is going to blow your socks off. And He's going to do something great in your life that He hasn't done for anyone else. And so this is not the time to get distracted. If you haven't seen it yet, still hold on to the promise. Amen. Hold on to that word today. And my prayer is that you continue to live your life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined for your life. Well, welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. And our mission is to help encourage and empower women to live out their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. And I'm truly appreciative today of all of the support of the Lioness Queen Podcast. Thank you so much. Please subscribe to the podcast if you have not done so already, and share this podcast with a family member or friend as well. You can find the Lioness Queen Podcast on pretty much any podcast platform. And for more information about Lioness Queen, you can go to the website www.iamthelionessqueen.com to find out more about the podcast, the I Am series, Lioness Queen Amazon favorites, because she is an influencer, Lioness Queen journals and mugs. And also, you know what? Also, Lioness Queen will be starting her very own online radio station. So we want you to check all of that out. And so this month's theme, we're still in the month of March. Healing is your responsibility. And today's episode is called Pressure Pushes Perseverance. Pressure Pushes Perseverance. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so today. We're going to use a poem that I found by Stephanie Sparkles. I like that name, Stephanie. Stephanie Sparkles. And the poem is a very short poem, but it says, "I love when people have been through hell, walk out of the flames carrying buckets of water for those still consumed by the fire." Let me say it again. I love when people that have been through hell walk out of the flames carrying buckets of water for those still consumed by the fire. Ooh, that's powerful. And so you may have You may be thinking, like, what does that mean? I kind of get a glimpse of it, but you know, although you were in the fire, you were in pressure, you made it out. But guess what? There were people who didn't make it out. You know, everybody doesn't make it out of the fiery furnace. Everybody doesn't make it out of the storm. Everybody doesn't make it out of the rabbit hole, but you made it out. But it is your job, as the word says, that after you have been converted, you are supposed to strengthen the brethren. And this is the call on your life. This is the purpose of life, to strengthen your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. But many of us, I would say, don't really realize that we have a choice to get out. We have a choice when we are under extreme pressure to get out of the situation. Many do not realize that life is all about choices. You know, God gave us all free will. God did not create us as beings to be slaves. He created us as beings so that we have a mindset to be able to think, to be able to reason, to be able to process, to be able to internalize, right? But life is all about choices and the decisions we make when there is, especially when we're put under pressure. And so what do you do when you are placed under extreme pressure? Do you continue to wait on God, or do you try to take care of things all on your own? And it's funny, I'm talking about this. The other day, my husband and I were watching a TV show. And it was this, it was something about helping businesses be better, right? Or grow or make more money. And they were doing team building exercises with upper management. And it was interesting because they were doing things that were outdoors. And this one exercise, they had the people crawl on the ground in the mud, and it was wet and everything, almost very similar to military, where you crawl on the ground and then the ropes are above your head, and so you have to crawl really low. And so you're doing something that, one, you don't want to do, but then while they were crawling to get to the other side and back, they were asking questions about the business. And so they were put in this extreme pressure, but then in the same regard, they asked them very simple questions. Like, what is the main phone number of the call center? Like, who is your most valuable customer? They were asking like very simple questions, but under extreme pressure, they could not answer the questions. And so, you know, the question is, what do you do under extreme pressure? And so, see, God intended for pressure to push you to perseverance. And what is perseverance? It is Romans 8:28. It is realizing that all things are working together. And once they have been placed back together, or once that thing has been a 180, right? Then I am to help out others. I'm to help out my brothers and my sisters in Christ who are still in the storm, who are still in the fire and still need help. And so this makes me think, when I was thinking about this, this week's episode, I was like, who in the Bible can I really connect this to? And I thought about Sarah. And, you know, Sarah, the pressure Sarah was under, you know, was extreme. I'm telling you, when you are a woman and your womb is barren, I'm telling you, you are under extreme pressure, right? And so it's the pressure of seeing other women get pregnant, you know, and when you see other women get pregnant, you get jealous, you get envious, and we got to be honest with ourselves. You know, many of us have experienced this where we've seen other women get pregnant and we're not pregnant yet, you know, for whatever reason. And our emotions just take over. Our mindset just takes over. And so, unfortunately, they become self-defeating thoughts, even sometimes self-defeating behaviors. But when you think about Sarah, she was under extreme pressure. Because for a long time, her womb was barren. And I'm pretty sure Sarah seeing other women pregnant caused her, you know, as you know the story, it caused her to make choices in trying to help God out. Have you ever been there? I know I have. We make choices to try to, I'm going to give you some help. And so pressure pushed Sarah into helping God instead of waiting on God. Did you hear me? It pushed her to try to help God instead of waiting on God. And there is a healing in the waiting. There's a healing in the waiting, but Sarah got tired. I mean, she got sick and tired of waiting. And she wanted to use the maid, Hagar, as a surrogate so that her husband could have a son. But once the maid got pregnant, Sarah despised to look at her. You know the story. Again, it was Sarah's womb that had her stuck more on what she couldn't provide in the natural than what God was doing in the supernatural. Ooh, that blessed me. That blessed me. I got to say that again for myself. It was Sarah's womb that had her stuck more, focusing more, hyper-focusing more on what she couldn't provide in the natural than what God was trying to do in the supernatural. And see, many, many gloss over the fact that pressure wasn't even coming from Abraham. It wasn't even coming from him. He didn't even make the suggestion. But Sarah felt broken that she could not do what her body was supposed to do as a woman. She felt insignificant. She felt ill-equipped. She did not feel like a woman. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever experienced something that you should be able to do, but you couldn't do for some reason? And instead of waiting for it to come, waiting for it to manifest, you try to help God out. And so when we feel like when we are not enough, then instead of pressure pushing perseverance, pressure pushes out panic, and panic pushes out paranoia. And so Sarah got to a point where she was paranoid about that thing, but never realized it goes back to she made the suggestion. She caused it. And unfortunately, this leads to a place that you are more focused into yourself than you are into God. You're more focused on what you can do in the natural than what God can do in the supernatural. You are into yourself, which is why you try your best to solve the answer, just like Sarah. See, there is a blessing in the waiting, but many of us do not want to wait. We got to be honest. I know I have to be honest. In my first marriage, I didn't want to wait. And I made all these excuses. I used the spirit of manipulation very well. But I'm going to tell you what, that thing came back and hit me in the butt. It really did. It came all back full circle to my face because of what I wanted, what I was trying to get God to do. But the one thing I love about God, you got to love about him. You know, you keep asking, God will give you what you ask for. Even if it wasn't intended for you, he'll give you what you ask for. But again, there are consequences. And so just like Sarah, many of us don't want to wait, you know. But guess what? When pressure pushes you to perseverance, you don't realize that that pressure is pushing you to healing and healing that wound from the inside out. See, Sarah had a wound from waiting so long. There was a wound that developed in her. And what we don't realize, there is a blessing in the waiting. There is a blessing in the waiting because the depth of the wound can be deep and it needs time to heal. But many of us don't like to wait on God because it requires us to be still. See, God wants us to rely more on Him. God wants us to trust more in Him. God wants us to surrender more to Him. God wants us to be faithful more to Him. And so if we do not wait on God, then what do we need Him for? See, many of us don't think about that. We don't think about, if I can handle all of this on my own, you don't realize you're really pushing God to the side. You're really putting God up on, you're really putting Him up on a shelf. So for Sarah, her plan backfired, just like many of ours, right? I know mine did. And it backfired right in her face for all to see. Unfortunately, Hagar flaunted the pregnancy. She was like, yeah, girl. Your body can't do what mine can do. And thought more of herself than she ought. She saw herself as Abraham's wife. She saw herself as superior to Sarah. But Abraham wanted to make his wife happy. He wanted to please his wife and followed her lead. He followed the suggestion that she made. But as a result of Sarah's choices, she resented Hagar and was mean in how she dealt with the whole situation. James 1:20 says, "For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God." Although she was angry, it was her choices she made under pressure that led to this uncomfortable situation. But see, God allowed the pressure because He wanted the pressure to heal her wound. He wanted the pressure to push her to perseverance. He wanted it to invoke a resiliency because His promises are yea and amen. But when you try to put your hands on it, we mess it up a lot, right? We mess it up. And unfortunately, we delay the promise. See, if the pressure pushes you to perseverance, then perseverance pushes you to what? The promise. But you got to wait for it. Say that to yourself. I got to wait for it. Have you ever heard that saying, it was worth the wait? Because there are promises that God has in store for you, but you got to wait on it. See, although Sarah tried to get involved and help the situation, although Sarah made a bigger mess, like we do, although Sarah was angry about the choice she made, God still allowed the promise to manifest. Don't you love God's grace? He still allows the promise to manifest, and to manifest just because He loves you. God could have changed His mind, but He never changes His mind after He has declared a promise over your life. So stop believing that because it's been so long that the promise cannot happen or you need to help it to happen. God doesn't need your help. He doesn't even need you. He just needs you to be still. And so God only pushes those who have promises coming. Woo, hear me today. God only pushes those who have promises coming. So if you are over your head, if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you feel you are in a tornado spinning round and around and around, if you are in a space of the unknown, like you are walking in the dark without any light showing you the way, then God is pushing you to persevere. He's pushing you to your promise. See, God is pushing you to a new dimension that you've never seen before, never experienced before, but it is not to your demise, but it is so that you shall win. You shall overcome. You shall conquer the giant. So whatever pressure you are under right now is just an indication that the promise is closer than ever. Say that to yourself. The promise is closer than ever. And so this is not the time to be distracted. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to try to help God out. No, no, no. This is the time to be still and know that He is God. Be still. Wait on Him. Be still and wait on the Lord. It is not your strength that He is using to push you. It is His strength that will carry you through. It is His strength that will help you overcome whatever you are facing today. Allow God to heal your wounds in the waiting. See, this is all about healing. Pressure is all connected to healing. There are areas that you thought that have already been healed, but really you just pushed it to the side and forgot about. But this pressure is trying to heal that wound from the inside out. And although it may be uncomfortable, but He is pushing you to a higher dimension, a higher level, and a higher realm where you will experience miracles, signs, and wonders that you have never seen before in your lifetime. See, when things look impossible, whew, that's just an indication that you are closer than ever before. Say that to yourself, I am closer than ever before. See, this is a realm God does His best work in, the realm of the impossible. Ooh, I love saying that. Say that to yourself, the realm of the impossible. So remember when Sarah laughed, God heard her laugh. But she didn't realize on that day. Sarah didn't realize on that day she was closer than ever before. See, it is not by works. And that is what Sarah thought she needed to make something happen. But all God has to do is speak a word. And on that day, He spoke a word that she would bear a child, and the manifestation of God was revealed for all the world to see. See, sometimes we get so caught up into what we lack, what we don't have, what we don't know, what we can't do. But God doesn't need your stuff. All He needs is for you to be still. And so today, allow the pressure to push you to perseverance, and allow the perseverance to push you to the promises of God. There is nothing too hard for God to solve, and it is time for you to surrender those wounds you've wanted healed for a long time. You just never made the connection between the pressure and the healing. Be still. Because guess what? You got work to do. Because as the poem says, once you come out, once you heal from the inside out, you take them buckets of water back in that fiery furnace and you go help your brothers and sisters out. This is all about kingdom building. God didn't take you through this for nothing. You went through this for a purpose. The pressure you went through was for a purpose. The question is, are you your brother's or sister keeper? Are you doing what God called you to do? He helped you get out. He's helping you get out so that you can help others who can't help themselves. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, and He shall renew your strength. Because it's really not His strength. It's not your strength. It's His strength. And He's going to renew yours with His. Because the promises of God are yea and amen. Because as that pressure is pushing you forward, it's pushing you through, it's pushing you to your promise. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen.